Luke 24:44 says, "And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me." We have discussed how that the 39 books of the Old Testament met the criteria for being included in the canon of Scripture prior to the coming of Jesus Christ. If you didn't watch the previous segments, please do so, and then you'll have the background for this 10th segment on the rejection of the Apocrypha. In Luke 24:44, Jesus gives the three sections of the Old Testament Scripture as the Law of Moses, the Prophets, and the Psalms. Notice, there is no Apocrypha. Some refer to these extra books, totaling 7 plus addendums to Daniel and Esther in the Roman Catholic Bible, as deuterocanonical. We will stick with the label of Apocrypha. The Apocrypha books are not Scripture, and some accuse Christians especially, but also accuse the Jews, of being guilty of rejecting books of the Bible, but that's a nonsense phrase. The apocryphal books were never in the Scripture. They were never considered books of the Bible in any official or even general sense. These books include Tobit, Judith, 1st and 2nd Maccabees, Wisdom, Sirach, and Baruch. Then there are those additions to Daniel and Esther also included in the Roman Catholic Bible. Now here are the facts about the Apocrypha and why they are not and never have been considered books of the Bible. Number one, the word Apocrypha means hidden. If you look that word up in a good thesaurus, you'll find it synonymous with occult. Number two, the nation of Israel and the Levite guardians of Scripture treated the Apocrypha like any good history book, but never included them with the Scripture. Number three, very few believers ever argued for the inclusion of the Apocrypha as Scripture, and the exception proves the rule. The rule is that Israel and the church has been virtually unanimous in never including the Apocrypha in the Bible as part of Scripture. Number four, unlike nearly every book in the Old Testament of the Bible, the Apocrypha was never quoted in the New Testament. And number five, the Apocrypha is filled with errors and inaccuracies. True books of the Bible are infallible. They do not contain any admixture of error. And that is not true of the apocryphal books, and in our next segment, we will discuss some of these errors and inaccuracies and flat-out heresies and false doctrines. Regardless, the Roman Catholic Bible only added the Apocrypha in the mid-1500s, so the Apocrypha have only been included as Scripture for less than 500 years in a book whose contents were completed and finalized nearly 2,000 years ago. Some Bibles, like the original 1611 King James, included the Apocrypha, but they put the Apocrypha in between the Old and New Testaments. It was not included as part of the Old or New Testament Scriptures. King James himself wrote against the inclusion of the Apocrypha as part of the Old Testament, and the translators themselves made clear that the Apocrypha served the same purpose that we see in most study Bibles that put materials between the Old and New Testaments, and they'll call them things like intertestamental documents or between the testaments, and they make clear that this isn't part of Scripture, but it is to help you understand what happened in between the Old and New Testaments. So the Apocrypha serves as good historical information regarding those 4 centuries that took place between Malachi and Matthew 1. But the Apocrypha is not Scripture and should not be included in our Bibles as Scripture. It's okay to have the Apocrypha. It's okay to read the Apocrypha. It's even okay to put it between the testaments, but not in the Bible.